Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. We're live, I assure you. We're doing it live. I got Evan right over here on the board. Evan, thank you for sitting in for Fancy Brian. He'll be back tomorrow. Fancy, he'll be back on the board. But Evan, you're going to do a fine job or you're fired. No, I'm kidding. You know, I'm actually feeling kind of good today. I would not fire you while I was in a good mood. Well, first and foremost, part of the reason I'm in a good mood, we got to find Code Devil joining me at the bottom of this hour, about a half an hour. He is Bill Press. He's a podcaster. He's a pundit. He's a legend. He's a friend of mine. So Bill's joining and can't wait till that happens in like 25 minutes. But above and beyond that, last night, the January 6th committee has set up Mark Meadows for a contempt of Congress. They moved it out of committee, and they gave testimony. And perhaps this is the beginning of the January 6th public testimony. And I know guys like, you know, Officer Michael Fanone, I believe his name, gave testimony right away. And then it's kind of been radio silence. They've had lots of closed-door testimony. And actually, my understanding is the MAGA Bonnie and Clyde are actually giving testimony to the January 6th committee today. But before we can talk about the current sense, I got to tell you, last night, Darth Vader's daughter, Liz Cheney. Well, of course, it's not Darth Vader's daughter. That's Carrie Fisher. Princess Leia, if you're unfamiliar with the movies. But Dick Cheney's daughter, and I look at Dick Cheney, I sort of analogize him as... It was a liberal. I look at him like he's Darth Vader. But his daughter last night went on the floor of the House and she read out text messages to Mark Meadows, the chief's chief, you know, the guy with the new tell-all, the guy being held in contempt of Congress. And we're going to start there today. And Evan, I gotta tell you, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And I've used that line once or twice on a few guests on this show. And Liz Cheney, if you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789. But Liz Cheney, I've got to admit, last night when she went to the floor of the House and she read these texts to Meadows, it was a little sexy. See, you didn't see that coming. Let's play it for the people. You know, you could see if I'm just making this up. Usually I don't go for the evil sorts, but last night, you know, the force was moving me. Let's play it for the people. Liz Cheney, not Darth Vader's daughter, Dick Cheney's daughter. What'd I say? Darth Cheney? Darth Vader? They're all kind of analogous. But play it for the people. The very sexy Liz Cheney, cut 20.
This vote on contempt today relates principally to Mr. Meadows' refusal to testify about text messages and other communications that he admits are not privileged.
And the White House knew what was happening. Play cut 21, Liz Cheney.
These text messages leave no doubt. The White House knew exactly what was happening here at the Capitol.
More from Rep. Liz Cheney, Wyoming, although I think I describe her as a Republican, but I think the Wyoming Republicans threw her out of the party. But here we go. Cut 22. This specifically, the Fox News hosts that were texting Mark Meadows. And they didn't give this sort of let's just say when they went on their own respective shows, this is not the tone they took. But here she was calling out the Foxy News host Cut 22.
According to the records, multiple Fox News hosts knew the president needed to act immediately. They texted Mr. Meadows, and he has turned over those texts.
Are we going to play him? Let's play him. Cut 23, more Liz Cheney sounding sexy.
The Capitol Police tweet is not enough, Donald Trump Jr. texted. Meadows responded, quote, I'm pushing it hard. I agree.
Oh, real hard. More from Liz Cheney. The Georgia Secretary of State call, that was referenced as well, at least the text referencing to it. Cut 24.
Meadows was on the phone when President Trump asked the Secretary of State to, quote, find 11,780 votes to change the result of the presidential election in Georgia.
It's almost like he shouldn't have done that. A little bit more. This from Adam Schiff, the Democrat on the committee, one of the many Democrats, Cheney, one of the two Republicans on the committee. But let's go to the stand of Adam Schiff. Now, we pulled this special just for our audience, and I appreciate the fine team around here doing the work. Rep. Adam Schiff, cut 31, 9,000 records from Election Day to January 6th. 31.
9,000 pages of records. That is what Mr. Meadows has turned over, records over which Mr. Meadows himself has asserted no claim of privilege. None. These include thousands of text messages spanning the months before Election Day, between Election Day and the end of the former president's term in office.
More from Schiff. Cut 32, please, Evan.
Of these documents, I'm particularly struck by messages that come from lawmakers who were sending them to Mr. Meadows in the days around January 6th, a time period he's now saying he won't discuss with the committee.
And part of Schiff's statement last night were the fact that there were members of Congress texting Mark Meadows as well, but, you know, he didn't disclose everything. Cut 33.
I want to display just a few of the messages he received from people in Congress. The committee is not naming these lawmakers at this time as our investigation is ongoing.
Holding that for perhaps future criminal prosecutions. Obviously, this investigatory body doesn't have the power to, you know, charge anyone, but they should. Adam Schiff continues, cut 34, talking about Pence.
This one reads, on January 6, 2021, Vice President Mike Pence, as President of the Senate, should call out all electoral votes that he believes are unconstitutional as no electoral votes at all.
So this message coming from a member of Congress to the Chief of Staff to the President of the United States, well, that's a bit of an insurrectionist text. We'll find out who authored that text some point in the future. Adam Schiff playing it a little coy. A little bit more, cut 35, please, Rep. Adam Schiff, talking about the VP.
You can see why this is so critical to ask Mr. Meadows about a lawmaker suggesting that the former vice president simply throw out votes that he unilaterally deems unconstitutional in order to overturn a presidential election and subvert the will of the American people.
Hey, Evan, we're going to jump just a little farther ahead. Adam Schiff, cut 37. How did Mark Meadows react to cries for help? Text for help, if you will. Cut 37.
How did Meadows react to these cries for help? Whom did he tell? What did he do? And critically, what did the President of the United States do? And what did he fail to do?
Well, those are the questions they'd like to ask the chief's chief, if you will, Mark Meadows. But of course, he is now refusing to comply. But he's already released over 9,000 pages of records, and some of them very damning. You know, a lot of blood on a lot of hands. A little bit more. Adam Schiff, let's again jump forward. Cut 40. Play it.
The day after a failed attempt to stop the peaceful transfer of power through violence, an elected lawmaker tells the White House chief of staff, I'm sorry nothing worked. That is chilling.
Sorry our coup d'etat was unsuccessful. our little violent insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Sorry it didn't work out for you, Trump. A little bit more. Adam Schiff, cut 41, please.
We would like to ask Mr. Meadows what he thought about that.
Yeah, I would like to know the answer. One more, Rep. Adam Schiff. We need to enforce congressional subpoenas.
Mr. Meadows' behavior and his refusal to do his moral duty shows why we need stronger tools to enforce congressional subpoenas. It's an issue I've worked on for years. But in the absence of those changes, we will use the tools that we have. And I expect the Justice Department to move as swiftly in dealing with Mr. Meadows as it did with Mr. Bannon and prosecute him for violating the law and his duty as a citizen. I support advancing this contempt referral, Mr. Chairman.
I got to tell you, I'm finding Adam Schiff just a little sexy as well. Some of the context of the Liz Cheney, she specifically went out and read texts sent by the Fox News host. And they included Brian Kilmeade. They included Hannity. And as Steve Schmidt, he was He was John McCain's campaign manager later. I think he called her Eva Braun, Laura Ingraham. And all three of those Fox News hosts were texting out the chief's chief, the chief of staff, Mark Meadows. And they were saying, you better stop this. Hell, the president's son, Don Jr., was saying, you know, we got to stomp down on this, let's call it crap. It has to end. Well, one must wonder, why was Don Jr. sending text messages to Mark Meadows and not the old man, not the pops? Well, maybe he doesn't have that sort of direct access to the old man. But I can tell you, when Liz Cheney was reading out these text messages, Fox News and all their hosts, they were exposed for the liars and the hypocrites they are. Because, of course, what they said to the president, to the president's chief of staff via text message, directly contradicts what each and every one of them has been saying subsequently on their respective Fox News, Fox Opinion shows. Come back with us. Your phone calls, they're always appreciated here. We'll take some calls. And we've got a new lawsuit. The district attorney of D.C., has filed a lawsuit suing a number of different groups, the Proud Boys and others, over their participation in January 6th. You know, the noose is tightening. And I got to tell you, I find Darth Vader's daughter just a little sexy. Come back, more Devil's Advocates.